What do you guys got this morning?
How's Kyle?
Kyle's doing better. We rested him yesterday. He's been getting a lot of treatment and getting ready to go, but we decided to give him at least yesterday off, and we'll see where we are today.
Expecting practice at all?
Well, we don't know. We still have time. You know, we're taking that kind of as we go. Not exactly sure if we need to rest him. We'll rest him again. He's played a lot this year, so getting the mental reps for him is an option that works, and we'll go forward from there.
How did you divvy up the reps?
Tim took most of the reps as a backup would in any case in a situation like that, and then Brady Quinn also got some reps yesterday.
If Kyle couldn't play, you'd need Brady to be somewhat functional.
No, but we have to look at all the situations. If that was a situation where, for some reason, that Kyle could not play, then we'd have to make sure that Brady at least had preparation, was able to go in, so that if in the event we needed him, he had been practicing and getting some of those reps.
In your own mind, is that something you can decide tomorrow? Friday, would you have to know?
I mean, I still think we have time. I'm not in a hurry to make that decision right now. We still got a lot of time to do rehab and take care of, you know, the bumps and bruises that we have, not just with Kyle, but with a lot of people on the team. And as long as we've got time, we're going to utilize it.
Could Kyle theoretically play if he doesn't get any snaps during the week? If he can, could he still start?
Well, theoretically, I mean, absolutely. But again, we haven't made that decision, nor where we are until we get a little closer to the game.
How did Tim do? I mean, this is the first time that he's gotten to take the bulk of the first team reps in a practice probably since rookie OTAs.
He did well yesterday. I mean, he ran the offense. He got in there. He had command of the huddle in the team and threw the ball well and did the things that we needed to do that we have in the game plan. So I felt like yesterday coming out of practice, he did a nice job for us.
Does the game plan, do the snaps have to be affected because of the fact that Kyle's ribs are sore? Tailoring some things to maybe what Tim can do to practice and in the game plan?
Well, we're constantly adjusting the game plan based on what we see and looks that the opponent, some things that we have ideas on we think will work better. But our game plan is set, and all the quarterbacks have to know that, because we can't just all of a sudden in the middle switch. We can't get the time back from earlier in the week in preparation. So they all have to know that game plan. They all have to be able to execute it. Does that change some of the things we call, potentially? But the games change and dictate what we call as we go, what's working, what's not working, what we thought. So we change and adjust those things all the time during the game.
What about Brandon Lloyd? He's got a calf issue, is he?
Yeah, Brandon, but we don't feel it's anything serious. We rested him yesterday and expect him to go today.
You've coached running backs a long time, and you've had some defensive backs miss extended time with thigh injuries. None of those guys wear leg pads. Do you have any feeling on that?
No, that's a decision that they make. And it's you know, the game, it happens fast, and unfortunately any injury is a part of the game. But I've always encouraged running backs, make sure you have those things in.
I know last week was kind of a whirlwind for you in terms of the game planning and stuff. How's this week been different for you? Has it been able to settle in a little bit more in terms of the day-to-day operations?
The week has been, it's slowed down a little bit, but there's always things that come up that you're not ready for. I've had a chance to get a little ahead on the preparation as far as the tape. Last week, getting into the tape was a little bit later in the week, so I was able to start that earlier and be able to be in some of the meetings earlier in the week as far as the game plan goes.
One of the things that Coach Cable was saying yesterday, because he was in this situation too, is that you can't do it all at once. Have you found that maybe there's just some things that you just have to let go, or that maybe any times being overwhelmed by monstrosity, just the little things that probably you weren't expecting or prepared for?
You know, Lindsay, there's so many things that come up that you just take them one at a time. That's all I try to do, is whatever we need to deal with, let's deal with that. Let's get to one thing, get to the next, and just keep going. We haven't stopped. Try to keep as fast a pace as we can, because everything has to be addressed at some point or another. And, you know, all we're doing is working on everything as fast as we can, but still making great decisions and still in along with the lines of the philosophy of Mr. Bolin and the organization.
Going back to Kyle for a second, is it more precaution or necessity that he's sitting out practice?
Well, it's both. You know, anytime there's an injury, we take it very seriously, and we want to make sure that our players are okay physically, first of all. And if we have a window of opportunity where, because a player is banged up, that he can rest, then we'd like to do that, because obviously the fresher and the better he is physically, the better chance we have on the field on Sunday. So it's a little bit of both.
About Prater?
Matt is feeling better. He's going to kick today. We're going to get him out there and kick the ball a little bit today and get him going and see where we are with that.
You're going to have to keep two kickers through the week, do you think?
Again, we're going to decide that, Jeff, after today. You know, we've got to get out and see what he can do today, because he hasn't really done anything since last week as far as kicking. It's been mostly all rehab for him. And staying here, he got a lot of rehab in over the weekend. So we hope we've made strides in where he is, and we'll get a chance to evaluate that this afternoon.
How much concern is there over the safety position with Kyle McCarthy out, and then Durden didn't practice, and Dawkins out, and McBath has been kind of in and out of practice over the last couple of weeks? Where do you stand with safety there?
Well, you know, Darcell practiced well yesterday, felt better, and so we feel comfortable with that. David also sat out yesterday, but he'll be back again today also. So we feel like we have some situations at safety that address, even though we've been banged up there and lost some guys for a period of time, that we'll be okay at the safety position.
Did you guys get the memo about lining your guys up on the sideline during special teams, given the Jets situation?
I have not seen any memo regarding that.
Rick, the running game has done so well since the bye week. How much of that is attributable to Ryan Harris coming back and kind of solidifying that line? Beal's going back to left guard.
Well, I think certainly it's a group effort, and it's a combination of all those guys. You know, the starting line that we've got now has played together for quite a few weeks. So there's that cohesiveness that goes along with that group of individuals is a unique thing in itself. But the tight ends and the running backs and the quarterbacks, and I think we've helped them as coaches, you know, try to put them in the good positions for the best plays against our opponents, whatever those fronts are that week. And I just think that the more you play together, those guys play together and are next to each other, and the more reps they get, practice time as well as games, then your production has a chance to increase. And I think we're seeing that right now. And then on top of that, you know, Noshon is really healthy, and he's been playing well at this point in time. And I think all those things together help.